Hello, it's Teresa, co-host of the Earrings Off podcast. Joining us today is Paulana Lamanier. Paulana is the visionary founder of Black People Will Swim, an empowering movement that's breaking barriers and reshaping perceptions in the aquatic communities. Paulana is a passionate advocate for diversity, inclusion, and representation in swimming, an area historically lacking in equitable access and recognition for people of color. Paulana is on a mission to smash the stereotype that Black people don't swim. She inspires individuals from underrepresented communities to embrace the water, whether it's for fitness, recreation, or competitive swimming. Through her platform, she's fostering a sense of belonging and empowerment, proving that everyone deserves the opportunity to enjoy the benefits of swimming, regardless of their background. So, grab your goggles and dive in with us as we uncover the inspiring story of Paulana Lamanier and the transformative power of Black People Will Swim. You'll hear some staggering statistics, and interestingly, you will hear why it is Paulana's hope that Black People Will Swim won't be around forever. Stay tuned. So much for listening to this episode of Earrings Off. We want to invite you to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. You can find us on Facebook at Earrings Off Podcast and on Instagram at The Earrings Off Podcast.
Welcome to Earrings Off. I'm Lou.
And I'm Teresa. Let's get started.
Okay, we have with us today Paulana Lamanier, founder of Black People Will Swim. Welcome to Earrings Off.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm happy to be here and talk about all things swimming.
I tell you, we love the title of your organization. It is what it is. It explains it. Black People Will Swim. Love that. So when did you start Black People Will Swim, and what inspired you to start a swim school with a focus on increasing participation among Black individuals?
Yeah, so I started Black People Will Swim in 2019, but before, at that time, it wasn't a name yet. It wasn't an official organization. You know, I was like, I want to teach 30 people how to swim one summer. And I realized that doing that on top of having a full-time job was really hard. So I recruited my sister and my cousin. And then the thing, what really catapulted it was I put the call out on Twitter. And from there, we got a ton of requests of people wanting to learn from people who looked like them. And wow. From that moment on, I was like, okay, we on to something here. And I think that summer, I think I probably made around maybe $5,000 just off of swim lessons. But what gave the name of the business a mission was a young lady in our class. And she said, I can't float because my bones are too dense. And I'm just like, who told you that? And she's like, that's a thing. Like, Black people can't swim because our bones are too dense. And I did my research and realized that this was a stereotype that not a lot of people knew, but enough people knew where it dissuaded them from not learning this life. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to call it Black People Will Swim. I'm going to change the name later on down the line. Let's just kind of see where it goes. And then it's just been amazing ever since.
Well, I have to tell you, when I heard of your organization, Teresa knows, I was pumped because that's been one of my things. I told you I wrote a blog about it. I didn't learn how to swim until I was about 33, 34. Because I was afraid being in the community and all of that. And I just want you to know I'm pumped about this conversation and very excited to meet you. Sorry, I'll calm down. Teresa, you can take the next question.
Can you share any personal experiences or anecdotes that highlight the importance of swimming within the Black community?
There are quite a few anecdotes, right? I mean, for starters, really looking at the problem at hand. One is the stereotype, right? A lot of people know it, a lot of people don't know it. But despite whether you know the stereotype, the facts are that Black people drown at higher rates than any other demographic. Drowning is the leading cause of death for children under the age of 4. Black men drown more than Black women. Okay, so these are statistics reported by the CDC that explain why Black people are drowning at higher rates, and it's a pleasure. It's one reason. It's racism, right? But and racism, because it's deeply ingrained in the culture, in American culture, in athletics, in sports, in healthcare. It's in every touch point of our lives that we don't even realize that we're so immune to it. We're used to it. Okay. And so from that moment, when you really look at the statistics and why Black people are drowning is lack of access to pools. Once Jim Crow era came into place, but equal, right? Once people started integrating Black and whites together, what would happen? It's a few things that would happen. They would shut down pools. They were like, okay, if we gotta share with a Black folk, we not. If I gotta share, nobody's getting it. That's one. And then their solution to that was what? Creating country clubs. And another part of that, in New York, there's this thing in history called white flight. And as more Black and brown people started migrating into the inner cities, more, white people with money started moving out to Long Island. And that's where the country clubs are created. Yeah, I can go on and on about this. Okay, this is like a history recreation 101 in especially New York. This is important. It is important. This is information that is not always shared in our history textbooks, not always shared on the news. This is something that takes research and time for people to share and impart onto you. So, with that said, with me painting the scene, this is where Black People Will Swim come into play, because we're not only here to educate you and inform you about this, but most importantly, it's all about providing resources, making sure swim lessons are accessible. And we are backed by research, right? This is not something I'm pulling out, making up. Like, this is backed by research. And this is essentially, Black People Will Swim is the antidote. I wouldn't say it's the only solution, but is a part of the solution to making swimming accessible for Black and brown people.
Well, I tell you, I appreciate you sharing that because that was part of my history. I grew up, I'm quite a bit older than you, and I grew up in that era where there was a beautiful pool, but it was reserved for white people in my hometown. We didn't have access to that. Of course, anytime you see a body of water and kids see that, there's an attraction. So I heard quite frequently about people drowning in my community. They couldn't swim, they didn't have access to pools and to learn. And so that's what I grew up with. Yeah, so I appreciate you sharing that, but that was my story, why I didn't learn until I was 35. And it's scary because you're around so many people, not only you don't know, but it's people in your family don't know, people in your community. It's a given that you just don't swim. Thank you for sharing that. What are some strategies that you found to be effective in engaging and retaining Black students in swimming lessons?
For me, I like to do things in acronyms, right? Our brand pillars, it comes together, it spells out the word FACE, encouraging our community to face their fears, right? So F is for fun. We want to make sure swim lessons are fun, you're having a good time. A is for awareness, making sure that they're aware of the stats, right? C is for community. Any and everything that we do is rooted in community. And then E is the education, right? It's making sure that you are aware that you are informing yourself on swim caps, on bathing suits, on what swim toddler safety life vests to wear, and then what to do in a situation if you're witnessing an active drowning victim, something was to happen. Oftentimes we think we gotta jump in and save them. That's not always the best solution. That's not
Okay.
the safest solution if you don't know how to swim.
Right,
That's right.
And therefore, with our program, we're not just teaching you how to swim, but this is a life skill. And simply,
Yeah.
swimming is the only sport that can save your life. Why don't everyone have access to it?
Yeah.
That is so true.
Yeah.
What additional resources or support do you believe are needed to further promote swimming within the Black community?
I definitely think more funding needs to take place. I think us as a society, need to prioritize it. Now, I get it. Like, there are a ton of problems, right? Like, all you can do is just like stay away from water, right? And you'll be fine, right? That's what somebody told me. Listen, I stay away from water. Of course, I'm not going to come on. And I was just like, okay. But at the same time, that's not the case for everybody. That's not everybody's story. And so it's really prioritizing not only the importance of learning this life skill, but also letting people know there is a possibility of making this a career. There's not a lot of career avenues. And so people, because of the lack of career opportunities where people can't get a house on a lifeguard salary or in a swim instructor's salary, unfortunately, there is going to be a shortage of what? Instructors and lifeguards. Shortage of instructors and lifeguards means less classes. Less classes means less lives being saved. Less lives being saved means what? More drownings.
All
This
of
is
that.
all of, okay, don't get me preaching now. Here should have bought a Honda.
That's right. I love
And
it.
so our program, and these are things we need resources, funding, and providing grants, and making sure we're creating safe spaces for Black and Brown people to learn. It's crucial.
Yes.
Can you share any success stories or testimonies from people who have benefited from your swim schools programs? What have you been hearing from the community about what you're doing?
We hear so many. I think some of my favorites are the ones who, was scared to go in the pool while they're on vacation, and or scared to go in the water, go into the ocean while they're on vacation, and now they can swim, they can float on their backs. And really, it's just giving the people the permission to be fearless. That's really what it is. Just giving them the opportunity to be fearless, and them being able to learn this life skill. A lot of times, our members and students are people who've witnessed a drowning, have had people who drown in their families, and want to make sure this doesn't happen to anybody else. For themselves, they've had a near drowning experience and they're like, you know what, this was really bad. Let me go ahead and take my behind and my man and my sister and my mom to swim classes. Or a lot of times, these moms, they may not have enough to pay for themselves, but they'll make sure their kids know how to swim. And that's
Good.
important. It's
That's
important.
true.
That is very good. We've actually reached the last of the questions. I would, though, like for you to leave our audience with some parting words. Be sure to include how individuals can support your organization and your mission to increase Black participation in swimming.
I think when people see Black People Will Swim, for those who may not be Black, may not be brown, may not be minority, I think that I want first and foremost for them to read this with an open mind and see why was this created and not be on the defensive, but be on the offense. I think that's really important, right? People tend to read it and think like, oh, she's bringing back racism and she's trying to bring back segregation. It's not about that. It's about amplifying and shining a light on a problem and how we can make sure there's no longer a problem. If swimming was accessible to everybody, Black People Will Swim wouldn't exist, and I'd be okay with that. I can get another job. I don't want Black People Will Swim to be here forever. It shouldn't be here forever. Drowning should stop, should come to an end after a while. And so there's that. And then most importantly, for those who are black and brown and they don't know how to swim or just feel like they may not need it, just keep in mind that this is a life skill. The same way you have to learn how to cook and learn how to shave or bathe and things like that, like the necessities, just kind of reframe your mindset and consider that swimming is a necessity. And that if you may not see it for yourself, be sure to just pass on this message to someone else who loves to travel. You know, information and education is the least that we is sharing it is the least that we can do. We owe each other that in this community.
Okay. Well, well said. Thank you so much for coming on Earrings Off. And now how can people contact you or your organization?
Yeah, they can go to blackpeoplewillswim.com. Not black people can swim, not black people swim, blackpeoplewillswim.com, fully spelled out. And you can contact me at info@blackpeoplewillswim.com. I respond to my emails fairly quickly, or I'm the circle back queen. I will definitely circle back. Y'all know this. So,
Okay.
yeah. And
Well,
so,
again, thank you so much for joining us here. And we're thankful for what you're doing, not only for Black People Will Swim, but for the community at large, because you're right, it's not limited to any specific demographic, even though that's your focus, but there's a reason you exist. And so we applaud you for what you're doing. Thanks again. And our very best to you. It was a delight meeting you. Take good care.
thank you so much, guys.
All right.